This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey there, and happy Monday, Path to Freedom listeners. So for my loyal listeners, you may have noticed that this past week, did not have a Mindset Monday episode, did not have a Thursday interview episode either. Took a week off, was not planning to. It was really out of necessity. My wife, who many of you may know, is expecting our second due here in a little less than a month if you're listening to this live. Unfortunately, had some minor complications with pregnancy and landed herself in the hospital for several days. Everyone's doing good now. Kelly, my wife's feeling a lot better. And baby is healthy as can be. So very blessed and thankful for that. But it was a wild week last week. It was kind of a rocky week. A lot going on. I was splitting my time between the hospital with Kelly and trying to take care of our daughter here at home. And then, of course, you know, balance the businesses and everything else going on. And so, you know, I share this not looking for sympathy or anything, but just to say that, you know, when something like that happens, some sort of a personal crisis in your life, it really, at least for me, has helped me to stay focused and stay clear on what's really important, you know, what my why is. Everything that I do in my businesses and that my wife does in her businesses and the businesses that we run together is for something a lot greater than just work and just income. And, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about here on the podcast, you know, looking for success through business ownership and these things, our why is so much bigger than that. Our why is really all about our family and creating an amazing life for our family. And so when something like what happened to us this past week where Kelly ended up in the hospital, when something unexpected like that happens in life, it disrupts your normal cadence, but it really makes you stop and remember what's most important. And that's what I want to talk about here on this episode of Mindset Monday is, you know, getting crystal clear on your why. You know, what is all of this for? What is all the hard work and effort and risk that you're taking or that you're contemplating taking? What is it all for? Because if we're not clear on that, then we don't really have a clear destination as to where we're trying to get to. And without a clear destination, it's very hard to get where you're trying to get. And as I work with people in my consulting business who are contemplating business ownership and researching franchise businesses, you know, this is a critical part of that process. And it comes at the very beginning of that process. And as I work with people, I'm sometimes amazed to find that people have put very little thought into what it is they're really looking to accomplish and what it is they're really looking to do in their lives, and where does business ownership fall into all of that? And it should be much more than just, you know, income related and, you know, even lifestyle related. It should really be something much bigger than that. And, you know, so I've spent plenty of time myself thinking about this. I've helped other people think about this and try to get clear about it. And a few tips I want to share with anyone out there that may not yet be crystal clear on their why and why they're doing everything that they're doing. So if you've ever faced a significant crisis in your life, you'll have experienced the power of purpose to tap reserves of energy, determination, and courage that you likely didn't know you had. Your mission was clear. Your goal was compelling. Your focus was laser-like. Your potential was fully tapped. The power of purpose is, I think, very similar to the energy of light, where when you focus it through a magnifying glass, it gets stronger. Diffused light has little use, but when its energy is concentrated, again, as through a magnifying glass, then that same light can literally set paper on fire. Focus its energy even more, as with a laser beam, and it has the power to cut through steel. So very similar to this, a clear sense of purpose enables you to focus your efforts on what matters most, compelling you to take risk and push forward regardless of the odds or the obstacles. And so, again, while, you know, this past week it was not a necessarily a life-threatening situation, but it was serious, especially there for a day or so where we didn't really know what was going on with Kelly and what the proper treatment was going to be. And you know, it really forced me to rise to the occasion. It forced me to step up and really focus on what mattered most and eliminate the other distractions. And so over the course of that almost week where she was in the hospital and I was, you know, juggling a lot of things, trying my best to take care of her, trying my best to take care of everything going on at home and staying on top of business, it forced me to, you know, really figure out, all right, where does my attention need to be focused? And so, you know, still had a very productive week. It just meant that a lot of the less important things kind of fell to the bottom of my list and had to wait. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And so, again, all of that just helped me stay very focused on, you know, the bigger picture, my why, which is all about, you know, my family and taking care of them and making sure that, you know, we have a great life to as much of my ability as possible. And so that's what really got me thinking about this and wanting to kind of talk through some of this on the episode today. And so if you're looking for a good book to read along these lines, there's a lot of good ones out there, but the one I would most highly recommend is by Simon Sinek. It's called Find Your Why, A Practical Guide for Finding Purpose for You and Your Team. And he talks in that book, there's a short paragraph that I want to read because I think it speaks to this very clearly. He says, once you understand your why, you'll be able to clearly articulate what makes you feel fulfilled and to better understand what drives your behavior when you're at your natural best. When you can do that, you'll have a point of reference for everything you do going forward. You'll be able to make more intentional choices for your business, your career, and your life. You'll be able to inspire others to buy from you, work with you, and join your cause. And again, that's Simon Sinek from his book, Find Your Why. And I think in order to get somewhere, you need to define your end goal, as I've already alluded to. I think that's essential. And the sooner you define it, the clearer everything else will become. A life without purpose is a life without a destination. And once you've defined your aims and what you want, then it's a lot easier to deal with the doubts. It's easier not to get distracted from what is important. Keep your focus and keep moving. It's hard to maintain any momentum if your direction lacks definition. In order to reach big goals, you need time, during which you must continue moving in your chosen direction, not veering off course. And it's not to say that there won't be things that happen that do throw you off course, but when you have a crystal clear destination that you're working towards, it's much easier to get back on course and, you know, at least to not get thrown completely off course. When you can stay locked in on that why, when life does throw curveballs at you and you do get knocked off course, it's much easier to get back on course. You guys know I'm a big fan of Napoleon Hill. His book, Think and Grow Rich, has impacted my life in a huge way. Try to read that book once a year. Can't recommend it highly enough. Napoleon Hill once said, there is one quality that one must possess to win, and that is the definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. And I think that's a common thread with people who have made genuine changes in their lives and managed to attain difficult goals. You know, those people are not stronger. They're not more intelligent. They're not more fearless. than you or me. The only difference is the decision to act in the direction of their dreams. And they were clear on what those dreams are. A strong sense of purpose fuels your motivation. Successful people have a definite sense of direction. They have a clear understanding of what success means to them. Everything they do is consistent with their goals. They look forward and decide where they want to be, and then their day-to-day actions helps them move closer to their vision. And so again, once you find your why, then you'll be more careful and selective about your daily actions. Clarity of purpose challenges you to do better and commit to actions that get you closer to the one thing you really want in life. With clarity, you can pull together resources, ideas, and people for a common cause. And without that, there's just wasted effort and a lot of times even chaos. So I think to develop your personal clarity of purpose, there's three things that you need to do. First, you need to define what success means to you personally. Second, you need to create a vivid mental image of you as a success. And this image should be as vivid as you can make it. And then third, clarify your personal values. Getting clear about what you want is a process of trial and error. You try something new, and then you ask yourself, do I like this? Yes? No? Get a journal and start putting down your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, and behaviors. Use what you write as a way to pinpoint areas you are constantly exploring and evaluate your results constantly. What actions, thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors are you attracted to the most? And the key here is to do more of what you enjoy and brings out the very best in you, and then you'll continually clarify what it is that you want to do, be, and have in life. So this is something that, you know, I encourage people to really put some time and thought into, and it's a constant work in progress, right? It's not something that you can, you know, probably get completely clear on in one day. And I think for most people, you know, this changes a bit over time, or at least it gets more focused, right? The longer you work towards something, the more clear, you know, what it is you're really working towards should become. There's an exercise I've started having candidates that I'm working with through my franchise consulting business do at the beginning of the process. I have a worksheet called the Visions and Goals Worksheet. And that Vision and Goals Worksheet is designed to do just this, to help people really, you know, put some deep thought into what it is that they're looking to accomplish. And, you know, for my purposes, it is centered around business ownership and, you know, what someone is looking to get out of business ownership, how they're expecting that to impact their life, what they're really looking to accomplish through owning a business. But, you know, this is an exercise that you could apply to anything, even outside of business ownership. So if anyone listening would be interested to get a copy of the worksheet and kind of the instructions that I provide to the candidates that I'm working with, feel free to reach out to me, shoot me an email, and I'd be happy to share that with you and any additional insight and resources that may be beneficial to you. But again, this is something I think that's so important to get clear on your why. I mean, it's just like we've already talked about. If you don't have a clear destination, it's almost impossible to get there. So figure out what it is that's most important to you, how you really envision your life being, and then that will guide your day-to-day. And when chaos, when crisis, when unexpected events present themselves in your life, it makes it much easier to stay focused on what is most important, and it makes it much, much easier to get back on course. So I hope this episode was helpful. Thanks for tuning in. Go get clear on your why, and I hope everyone has a great week. Go drop in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There, you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@pathtofreedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.